Hello, this is Life Finish the Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 677. Okay, so we're talking about the death of Christ, and look at the physical events. We are now in the Revelator, right? And looking for Revelation, we went to Genesis, we went to the incarnation in Luke 1, and then also 2 Kings 6. We're now in Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, pay attention to my word. How can I pay attention to God's word? By paying less attention to social media and anything that takes your attention from God's word. Pay less attention. And then bring all the attention that you have into God's word. Very simple indeed. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain. And that's why apostles say that you don't believe in vain because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we look at the death of Christ. Now, we are in Proverbs 4:20, as I said, pay attention to God's word. Have time for the Bible. Study the Bible. That means that you have to keep less attention to social media, to internet, to whatever it is that you're doing that is taking so much of your time. Give God more time. Okay, so we are talking about a young man called Rehoboam. And what are we talking about? We're comparing the dominion of the world to the dominion of Christ. And Jesus said to them in Matthew 20, you'll be different. You will be different. Anybody wants to be a leader, I say, serve. If you want to be a leader, I say, be a slave. That is Jesus. Jesus is a process of procedure or the ingredients to making you into the godly to have dominion in this world. Okay, so Rehoboam, a young man who had taken over from his father, King Solomon. And the people, subjects, came to him and said, listen, your father made us tired. So what are you going to do? Because we're coming to make you king, but I want to know what you are going to do. Then he said, go away for 3 days and come back. Then he went to see the old men and for advice. And they said, listen, that is 1 Kings 12, verse 7. And they said that, listen, and they speak unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people, that's the key. Be a servant. Jesus said, anybody wants to lead, be a servant unto this people this day and will serve them. It's not just how you are served, but serve them, serve them, serve them. Number two, speak good words to them. Your words, your words, your words. Homie, I don't care. Me, you can go. No, don't do that. It does not pay. You will see what happened to Rehoboam. You see, it does not pay. He says, speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. He said, for the rest of your life, you don't need to worry about them. If you do this, you'll be their servant. You serve them, practically serve them. Number two, speak good words to them. Speak good words to them. Don't be harsh. Don't be angry. Don't be an angry leader. Don't always speak bad retorts. Be angry. Speak harsh words to them. Don't insult them. Don't tell them you can do nothing. You are nothing. You are. Don't say that to them. So don't say that to them. Don't. 1 Kings 12, 7. But alas, this young man with hot blood forsook the counsel of the elders and consulted the youth. And he consulted the young men that he grew up with. Of course, They will say what you want to hear. They will say, you are a king's son. You are a prince. And therefore, they hold you in a certain esteem. And everybody wants favor from you. They won't tell you the truth. Oh, people lie around leaders. People lie. And especially a certain type of leadership will cause people to lie around you. Lie. They lie. They lie. It is hot, they say it's cold. It is black, they say it's white. They lie. They a lot of lies. A lot of lies around leaders. A lot of lies. Oh, so sad. I remember one day that there was somebody was there was a group, and it had been divided into two. One part A was fighting part B. So one of the young men in part A said, well, during the quarrel, he said, listen, you guys, what do? When you see the leader coming, that is when you get up. Then you begin to start working as though you've been working tirelessly from the morning. But it's not true. Immediately he leaves, you go back and you sleep. Immediately you see that he's not there. When is that you get up, you move here, as though immediately you hear he's coming. You see his car, or you see that today he's coming for inspection. That is when you begin to move, and you're moving around, and you're calling people, you're mentioning, you're shouting as if you've been working. Immediately the leader drives up. You go back to sleep. You go back to sleep. This is how you've been all your life. So sad. So sad. So this was it. He was a prince, and therefore the young man will speak to him and say what he wants to hear. The older man will definitely tell him what they thought. But the young man, that is the thing about the youth. That is the thing about the youth. But the youth will also grow to become old. And I'm sure that this will become a learning curve for all of the youth. But must you go through this practically to know how it will be like? He should have just gone along with the advice and the counsel of the older people. I'm not saying that older people always say the truth or older people always give their best counsel. No, I'm not saying that. You see, if you look at they have been counseling Solomon. This Solomon is the wisest man on earth, or was the wisest man on earth. So if they've been counseling the wisest man on earth, then they are something. They have a certain pedigree. And Rehoboam should have listened to them. You are so blessed. It's getting curiouser and curiouser. Come back for more.